The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A couple of words about the practice. For people who are able to stay in the present moment, but are still thinking, sometimes they're thinking retrospectively, meaning that they're thinking back about what just happened. And it could be in the last minute, last 2 seconds, but kind of they're reflecting back, oh, you know, I wasn't able to follow many breaths in a row. And I wonder how many I followed. I bet I didn't follow more than 2 or 3. But it's kind of thinking back about what just happened. Or it could be, you know, further back. Another approach is to think about what's coming. You know, I've been sitting here for a while now, and I think it's about time my legs started hurting, and I think they're going to start hurting any time now. And so kind of thinking ahead, anticipating what's happening. So there's retrospective thinking, and there's anticipatory thinking, or planning thinking. You know, oh, if I wonder how long I've been sitting here now, and maybe I need to think about shifting my posture, or maybe if I, you know, count my breaths, then maybe I can overcome my impatience, you know, because then I have 5 minutes left before that. So I'm thinking ahead, kind of planning, anticipating, expecting. And the idea in mindfulness meditation is to really try to limit thinking about the past or thinking about the future, even if it's just what happened or just what's going to happen, but really stay with what's happening here. Kind of relax into this moment, this experience right here. Just this, without any need to think about what happened, review what happened, any need to plan or expect or ahead. Just this. But one of the interesting things that happens is the more you can do that, be really in the present moment, the present moment kind of begins to disappear. It's kind of hard to it turns out our awareness is never in the present. We're just always slightly there after the fact, and which is okay. But a very interesting way of practicing mindfulness, and I think a wise way of living a life, is to have a slight openness to what's about to happen. So it's not anticipating or thinking about what's happening, but it's the attitude of what's happening, what's going to happen next? What's about to happen? Not with fear or anticipation, but just like, oh, this is what's happening now, this is what just happened, and what now? What's now? What's going to come next? So this kind of openness, it's more like an openness and a willingness and a receptivity. And rather than lingering with what just happened, lingering with what you're aware of, it's more like, oh, what's coming? What's now? What's coming up? What now? That's what we say in English, you know, what now? I think it's interesting that we say now. What's now really, it means what's next? What's going to happen in the next moment? But that can be a very wise way of practicing. It might help you stay in the present moment. Okay, this happened. I'm not going to think about it. But what's now? Given this happened, what's going to come now? What's coming? What's now? And without any expectation or planning or thinking about what's coming, just what's now? Just oh. And that attitude might keep you from getting caught up in your thoughts. Just kind of stay fresh and open. What's now? I hope you enjoy the morning. Thank you.